All right, you know it's the best summer ever. We've had a little speed bump here, but it's the best summer ever. And on Thursday mornings, we travel Michigan with Dave Lorenz of Travel Michigan, and he is with us. Dave, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hope everybody's enjoying our fall weather.
Well, now, Dave, you're going to like this because yesterday I was chatting with our meteorologist, Greg McMaster, and he is saying that the good news out of this is he believes that the forecast models are saying that we're just a few weeks off in our seasons and that actually the good weather should hang in there through September and early October. So
we love that guy.
Yeah, we do. So, I mean, it looks like we're going to get the good weather. It's just kind of scooched down a little bit. So
yeah, it'll be here. And you know, seriously, I kind of have been enjoying this kind of cooler weather, but our traditional summer weather is right around the corner. We'll be complaining that it's too hot any day.
Well, today we're traveling to Mason County, of course, Ludington and all the fun things there. What should we highlight?
Well, you know, I think, you know, there are so many great things about the Mason County area just to your south. The thing that I think probably really defines the community is the Manistee National Forest. It's just huge. You know, the part that goes through Mason County is a big chunk of it, but the forest itself is nearly a million acres, and it's one of our three big national forests in Michigan. The North Country Trail winds through the Manistee National Forest, so there's a lot of great hiking and such. But also, it has a couple of great rivers going through there, so a lot of beautiful areas to kayak, canoe, and fish. So it's a beautiful area.
Sure, and because of the coastline, last week we talked about lighthouses. They've got a couple.
Yeah, they sure do. In fact, some of our more popular lighthouses to visit right there in Mason County, including Big Point Sable Light, right at the Ludington State Park, or kind of looking over the Ludington State Park, and then the North Breakwater Lights also there over on Stearns Park Beach. Mm-hmm. Now, the unique thing about these lights is that both of them during the summer are opened, I know, every Saturday, but also some days during the week for tours. So you can get inside and actually climb up the towers. There's nothing like a view from a lighthouse tower. It's just a beautiful thing to see.
It is. And another thing that I like about Mason County, I think Ludington is a great community. Pentwater is a beautiful little place to visit. So you've got destinations.
Absolutely. You know, downtown Ludington, I think, is, and you mentioned Pentwater as well, beautiful little areas. Pentwater, a little bit to the south, it's actually in Oceana County, but it's still, you know, right within that same area. Pentwater is a beautiful little community if you're into art galleries. And then Ludington, again, you know, it's such a big fishing port for big lake fishing. You know, you really will enjoy that. But it's also, it's known for having its murals. So there are big murals on many of the buildings, the exteriors of the buildings in Ludington. It's just a cool place to drive through. Their little waterside park has numerous statues, so there are really great sculptures, bronze sculptures there. And you can't miss the SS Badger Car Ferry. It's right there downtown.
You bet. All right, now, Dave, let's say somebody's listening to us right now, and they say, yeah, you know, maybe it's they do want to go to Mason County, Ludington, or next week, wherever we're talking about, they want to go there. The Michigan.org site, does it have information on how to connect with the different communities to find out about what's happening where?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what I would recommend, people go to Michigan.org. A lot of times people will travel because of events. So if you go to Michigan.org, maybe you click on the city of Ludington and then go to events. You're going to find out about the 41st Annual West Shore Arts League Fine Arts and Crafts Fair this weekend, then the Scottville Summerfest, you know, the next weekend, and a bunch of other things happening in that area.
All right. There's always, you know, that's the thing. Summer, if you're bored, it's your own fault.
Absolutely. You're right there.
All right, Dave. Well, thank you very much. Again, Michigan is a great – oh, and we should mention, too, we had it on the news yesterday, but I'm sure all the folks at Travel Michigan are happy. The Pure Michigan campaign for the entire country, you got some national recognition yesterday.
Yeah, this is a big one, too. Forbes magazine has, I think for the first time ever, they brought in a panel of very well-known travel experts, including Peter Greenberg, you might know from NBC, travel journalist, and a fellow from National Geographic Traveler, and then a gentleman from bestfares.com. And they came together, and they were asked to consider what are the best tourism marketing campaigns of all times. You think, for the world, for all time, sure, what are the best 10? And Michigan's Pure Michigan campaign, driving everybody to Michigan.org to find out more, was rated number 6, the top state campaign of all time. It's quite a pleasure and quite an honor to be listed there.
You bet. I'm sure it is. And that is great to get because, again, they're great spots.
Absolutely. They really are. And I think, you know, they're great because they truly do show Michigan for what it really is. Yeah. Michigan's a special place. And I think that we're reminded when we see those spots, when we hear those spots, when we see the print ads and the outdoor pieces that are out there, that we should be feeling pretty darn lucky to live where we live. All we got to do is step outside, and we get to enjoy Pure Michigan every day.
You bet. And as I've said before, for the world, it's Pure Michigan. But when I see those spots, I think of it as Pride Michigan.
Absolutely.
And it's a good thing. Well, Dave, thank you. We'll check in with you next week.
Sounds great. See you then.
Very good. Dave Lorenz, Travel Michigan, with us here on WTCM every Thursday morning.